This is the Epilogue audio experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week, I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt, and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel, 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. Music composer, arranger, Hitesh Modak is with us today to talk about his latest songs for the Salman Khan starrer Antim, The Final Journey, and his own eventful musical journey of arranging and producing songs for movies like Shaitan, Ishakzade, Daawat-e-Ishq, Hichki, Kareeb Kareeb Single, and of course being the music arranger for Anu Malik's national award-winning song Moh Moh Ke Dhaage. Listen till the end to know and understand the classic rags to riches story, if I may say. Hitesh Modak ji, aapka bahut bahut swagat hai hamare is podcast par.
Thank you so much, Eva, for calling me, you know, on the show. I'm really excited, and I'm really sorry, you know, for this hodgepodge what was happening, ki, you know, to come on the show, and you know, we were tied up with the end time changes and all, but you know, but I'm so happy that finally I'm here with you.
So sweet. Thank you so much. And I must say that, you know, the buzz around the movie Antim is already, you know, heated up. And because this film's music, aapne wo jo pura design kiya hai, jo pura soundtrack, we can, you know, we can easily understand and make out, you know, the amount of rich experience jo aapka raha hai, you know, behind the success of so many songs, you know, be it Yash Raj ki films hain, ya kai dher sari dusri films mein, jisme aapne music production, music arrangement kiya hai. To wo sara kuch jo experience pura nichod ke aisa lagta hai ki is soundtrack को डिजाइन करने में और फिर इसको कंपोज करने में आपने बहुत जी जान लगा दिया है, ऐसा हमें सुनाई देता है ऑलरेडी हितेश जी.
करेक्ट, बिकॉज यू नो व्हेन सच अ बिग नेम्स दे इन्वॉल्व लाइक महेश मांजरेकर जी एंड सलमान खान एंड यू नो ऑल दिस टीम, यू नो इटसेल्फ, यू नो दे लाइक पुट यू इन द चैलेंज कि यार हाउ टू मेक दिस, यू नो, साउंड लार्जर देन लाइफ एंड यू नो मेक इट साउंड बिग, एट द सेम टाइम कीप द एसेंस ऑफ द फिल्म एंड यू नो नॉट, you know, to go out of the film and, you know, you do like that. Now, you know, nowadays, it looks like, you know, film ka context ke bahar ke gaane kabhi kabhi hote hain. So, you know, hum logo ka ek cheez tha ki screenplay ke saath jo gaane jayenge, film ke saath jo gaane jayenge, jo film ko, jaise apna jo tradition tha film cinema ka, jaise pehle gaane hote the ki screenplay ke hisab se gaane bante the.
Right.
So, hum logo ne isme wo try kiya and, you know, they are very musical when it comes to music. They are so musical, I can't tell you. Like Mahesh ji and Salman sir, they have their inputs and, you know, they don't let it go like that. You know what happens, you know, they have their solid inputs in music. You know, they don't just let it go like that. Everything, right. They go through it and, you know, Salman sir, Mahesh ji, they give you suggestions for music, arrangement, and then lyrics also, they give you suggestions. And they will guide you what they want. And it's the best thing that when, you know, director, producer, they knows what they want and then you half the job is done.
Bilkul.
So, yeah, very lucky enough that way. Very lucky enough.
Wow. तो हितेश जी, इस पॉडकास्ट पर हम यू नो अंतिम के बारे में तो बात जरूर करेंगे, करते ही रहेंगे, लेकिन इससे पहले यू नो हमें ये जानना है कि यू नो इतनी बड़ी फिल्म मिलने के पहले जो भी स्ट्रगल रही है, जो भी मेहनत रही है, जो भी दिन रात यू नो काम किया है आपने ऑन वेरियस साउंड ट्रैक्स एंड प्रोजेक्ट्स, तो अलग अलग प्रोजेक्ट्स ने आपको अलग अलग तरीके से यू नो हेल्प किया होगा, तो थोड़ा बहुत हमारे साथ आप जरूर शेयर कीजिए यू नो आपकी इस इवेंटफुल जर्नी से कि किस तरह से आपने शुरुआत की इस यू नो म्यूजिक इंडस्ट्री में.
यू नो म्यूजिक इंडस्ट्री में मतलब आई यूज्ड टू बी अ लाइव म्यूजिशियन प्लेयर, लाइक लाइव आई यूज्ड टू प्ले लाइव कीबोर्ड्स फॉर शंकर एहसान लॉय, फॉर ए आर रहमान एंड यू नो फॉर ऑल द बिग गाइज, ऑल द बिग गाइज इन द बिजनेस. You know, I used to play with A.R. Rahman, Shankar Esan Loy's then Kunal Ganjawala, and then you know you start learning from there only with the from colleagues and you know playing live and everything. So slowly you know I got to meet my guru Ranjit Barot. I was very lucky enough to you know have him as my guru, Ranjit Barot.
Of course.
And then through Ranjit Barot I met Rahman, and then you know, I used to arrange for him. And for Ranjit Bhai, of course, he's the school, I mean, for musician, complete musician, I feel, we have. So through him, I started, you know, arranging, producing for other composers also. So, you know, then from Ranjit Bhai, then I got to meet Anu Malik ji. And then once he called me, one day he called me, you know, that I love work and I want to work with you. Let's work on this film. So we worked on Dham Laga Ke Haisha together. And I arranged and produced that song, Momo Ke Dage. So, you know, and apparently that song was like real quick. I mean, I remember that song I arranged and produced in an hour, I guess. In 1 hour, that song was done, arranged and produced. Wow. Sometimes it takes, you know, 2, 3 months, 6 months for a song. And sometimes it's like, you know, you don't know, like my guru says, you don't know when God is there in the house. You just have to click it and record.
Kya baat hai, Tejji.
And I completely believe in Amat. So, you know, it's creativity belongs to, you know, God. He can't claim that creativity because, you know, like you say, I always remember when I start working, like when we work in especially Antim, like a Ganpati song or any Ginartha song or Vaika birthday. So, you know, when we work, you as a musician, as a composer, you always need that Zoom recorder or audio recorder, you know. So why do we need that audio recorder? So, for example, if you have your phone, if you have your AirPods, you have your bag or any stuff of yours, you will always remember them because they belong to you. You don't need any reminders for your stuff. But why do we need reminder for creativity? Because it belongs to him and it comes from there. So I believe in that.
Very rightly said. बहुत ही अच्छा कहा आपने. हमें बताएं कि you know arrangement, production, वो पूरा experience आपको composition में कितना you know मदद करता है. और थोड़ा हमारे listeners और viewers जिन्हें ज़्यादा detail में नहीं पता कि music arrangement, music production कितना important you know process है. पूरे यू नो म्यूजिक जो हम इतना सराहते हैं, म्यूजिक को इतना पसंद करते हैं, लेकिन उसके पीछे जो मेन काम है वो है अरेंजमेंट और प्रोडक्शन का. तो उसके बारे में थोड़ा हमें बताएं.
सो यू नो अरेंजमेंट एंड प्रोडक्शन इज द इम्पोर्टेंट की. ऑफ कोर्स इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट व्हेन इट कम्स टू अ सॉन्ग, यू नो कंप्लीट सॉन्ग. सो विदाउट दैट अ सॉन्ग वुडंट बी अ सॉन्ग लाइक दैट व्हाट यू हियर फाइनली, यू नो.
करेक्ट.
सो क्या इंस्ट्रूमेंट होना चाहिए, कहाँ पे क्या नहीं होना चाहिए, बेसिकली व्हाट नॉट टू डू, यू गेट टू लर्न व्हेन यू नो द अरेंजमेंट एंड व्हेन यू नो हाउ टू प्रोड्यूस द सॉन्ग.
करेक्ट.
यू कम टू नो दैट व्हाट नॉट टू डू इन द सॉन्ग. सो पुट पियानोज एंड यू नो इफ यू आर अ प्रोग्रामर अरेंजर यू नो दैट हाउ मच टू पुट. इट्स लाइक यू नो इट्स लाइक कुकिंग ओनली. सो आई फील इट्स अ वेरी एंड More or less, I feel that arrangement and programming is a thankless job. For
absolutely rightly said.
You know, they don't get that much credit and, you know, dues what they deserve. It's a very much thankless job in our industry. Like, if we get credit as a composer, I mean, equally we should get a credit for arranger and programmer. Like in the West, they do.
Yes, of course.
You know, so much importance they have in, you know, their sound engineer, producers and everything. So I think we are doing it slowly, slowly. And, you know, we fight for that and we're doing it slowly, slowly. The generation is now, you know, the generation is changed and, you know, people are speaking their heart out to people. So I think it's going to come. It's going to change.
Yes, of course. And, you know, which is why exactly one of the main purposes of this particular podcast is also key to make people aware of you know all the intricacies and all the things involved behind you know all the people that go behind the making of a song. Un sab se hum you know mile aur jane wo pura process. And like for example we had Clinton Cereo bahut pehle jab humne launch kiya tha ye show tab maine baat ki thi Clinton Cereo se to unhone bhi same बताया था. सेम जो आपने अभी बात की उन्होंने भी यही बताया था कि ईवा क्या लोगों को पता है कि जिगर में बड़ी आग है, इतना बड़ा गाना उसके पीछे मैं और हितेश सोनिक और वो लोग सब थे शामिल, तो यही पूरी बात निकल के आई
करेक्ट
और इतना अच्छा लगा हमें। और उसके बाद हमने सनी एमआर से बात की एंड नाउ व्हेन वी यू नो गॉट टू नो दैट यू नो हितेश मोडक इज द म्यूजिक कंपोजर ऑफ अंतिम, सो वी वर लाइक ओ माय गॉड वी हैव टू हैव हिम ऑन द शो, सो फैंटास्टिक। लेट्स लेट्स टॉक अबाउट अंतिम, फिर से हम बात करते हैं अंतिम के गाने गानों के बारे में।
जब मैं विघ्नहर्ता गाना कर रहा था, विघ्नहर्ता गाना करते टाइम आई रिमेम्बर कि हम लोगों ने काफी सिंगर्स को ट्राई किया वो गाने के लिए, बिकॉज वो गाने का टेम्पो इतना फास्ट है, इतना फास्ट है कि मतलब काफी सिंगर्स दे कुडंट यू नो दे कुडंट डू द जस्टिस टू दैट सॉन्ग, यू नो दे वर लाइक, और सामने से बोलते थे कि गाने का टेम्पो ऐसा है एंड ये ऐसा है कि हम लोग नहीं कर पा रहे हैं, यू यू ट्राई दिस सिंगर यू ट्राई दैट सिंगर, एंड फाइनली लाइक अ ब्लेसिंग यू नो वी गॉट अजय गोगावले सर, and Ajay is like you know he himself is such a big composer, and you know more than that again he's got a brain of arranger, because he is an outstanding arranger, he knows how much throw and what dynamic should be there in the song, and you know to I mean itne bade arrangement ke upar chadna aur usko ek voice ke sath usko leke chadna upar is you know it's very difficult what he has done with the song. I mean, I was shocked that day. I remember I called Ajay and I told him ki yaar, iska teaser aana hai, first look. Jo first look aaya tha, ye jism ka zariya hai, antim. So I told him ki Ajay, I think ki ye voice bhi aane wala hai ye gaane mein. To aap ek kaam karo, isko jitna jaldi, aapko aap free hote ho, jitna jaldi kar sakte ho, isko kar lenge. So he called me, he told me, yaar, mera thoda sa gala kharaab lag raha hai. But I just want to come and try. Let's see if I can give you that much line what is coming in the teaser, it'll be great. So he just came to try, I think night 11 o'clock or something, he came in the studio and he started jamming for I think 5 hours or 6 hours. He sang the song, he completed the full song that night only, and suddenly his voice was like brighten up and his voice was okay, and he was so happy and we had so much fun. I mean, he's a complete musician, man. Again, that's a great.
क्या बात है, वाओ, क्या मजा आ गया आपकी बात सुनकर।
I remember रात को महेश जी in the studio and then there was a जय मंगलमूर्ति दर्शन माते मना कामना पूर्ति. So this scanning is coming from महेश जी. You know, he was. I mean, I had very different vision for this and then he came in the studio and then he told me, यार इसको ऐसा करके इस बीक ले इसको ऐसा, and he's very sure about music, you know. He's got a very nice ears when it comes to music. He told me that, you know, let's do this way. You know, then I tried and actually it was sounding very nice. I never imagined that could sound so good.
Wow.
So this is one more, you know, brain to work with.
Bilkul, bilkul. Amazing. And please continue talking about the other songs of Antim. Please.
Other songs, I want to talk about, you know, I want to talk about Bhai Ka Birthday, especially when, you know, Salman sir heard it. Main unko Big Boss ke set pe milne gaya tha, Mahesh ji ke saath.
Achha.
And he told me, you know, it's a very nice song. I love it and all. So, matlab, you know, when Salman sir is saying, you know, you feel, yaar, no, now something is cooking, you know, when Salman Khan is saying that I like the song, means, you know, it really means a lot. And he's worked with all the big legends
right
till now. So, and that person who rules the industry, I mean, literally. So that person is saying that, you know, he likes your stuff, that, you know, that adds to your dream. I mean,
bilkul. In fact, you can say that he rules the box office. I mean, he knows the pulse of the box office. He knows the pulse of the heart of the audience.
So basically, when, you know, Bhai Ka Birthday, he heard and he told me, you know, Bhai Ka Birthday is a very nice song and I love it. Especially, you know, it's going to be a treat for all the Bhai's fan. He's so updated with everything. I can't tell you. I mean, I was shocked that such a big person and, you know, such a big star. And he spends time on, what's happening in today's world and, you know, technology-wise, sound-wise, everything is so updated, I can't tell you.
Wow.
So, you know, that, you know, helps. That helps that, you know, Hitesh, and he used to tell me, Hitesh, I want this kind of a sound and this guy, very particular what he wants, very particular, always. He will have, in fact, aaj ek gana release hua hai Chingari, that's a Lavani. And he came up with this idea of, you know, Chingari word, and you know, and that was his idea. And I mean, it works. I'm getting a mad response for that song also. Like, you know, blending of, you know, both the like a very rural and very traditional words with these modern words. Even Vaibhavji wrote this song, and he is amazing. I mean, incredibly talented, Vaibhav Joshi.
Yes, of course.
He wrote Vignaharta. And I mean, when I heard that draft of, you know, it was amazing. I mean, untouchable, untouchable, and very pure, you know. Whatever comes from him is very, very pure, very pure. I love his work. And Chingar is also written by him. So it's amazing.
क्या बात है. मुझे ये भी जानना है कि how proud you are for the fact that the way regional cinema, regional music, be it Punjabi music, be it Marathi music or movies, yeah, for that matter, how it is, you know, bringing a revolution in mainstream, if you want to say, Bollywood industry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, you know, what's happening with this OTT platforms, you know, with the Netflix and with all the platforms. So people are, you know, very, very, very much
exposed
to all this, you know, yeah, to all this, you know, world. And they're very open. They're very open. It's abhi wo aisa nahi hai ki yaar Marathi log sirf Marathi music sunenge. Aisa nahi hai. Marathi log bhi Netflix dekh rahe. They know what's happening. Marathi log South ki filmein dekh rahe. They know what's happening. Even South ke log Marathi filmein dekh rahe. South ke log world cinema dekh rahe. Marathi log world cinema dekh rahe. So it's not anymore. You know, it's not. I never felt that regional thing. You know, I'm doing Marathi films with Mahesh ji or Pangrun. If you have heard any song of Pangrun. So, you know, whenever I was doing that, I never thought that I'm doing a regional film. I was treating as a world cinema, and I was doing working like that only. And I got to record musicians from LA in that film. So I recorded a string section from there, and, you know. So I never think that. And abhi ka time aisa hai ki logo ke paas bahut sari ye suvidha hai phone pe. सब देखने के लिए तो वी आर नॉट रेस्ट्रिक्टेड एनी मोर की यार ये बॉलीवुड सो कॉल्ड बॉलीवुड आई मीन आई कॉल इट इंडियन फिल्म इंडस्ट्री सो और इंडियन फिल्म इंडस्ट्री स्पेशली ऐसा है ना कि यू गेट अ चांस एक्सप्लोर जॉनर्स ऑल द जॉनर्स सो आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट यू नो दे अलाउड मी टू डू व्हाट आई वांटेड टू डू इन दिस फिल्म.
Wow, amazing. And I think Hitesh ji, we are so looking forward to all the amazing work that you are going to you know, release very soon after Antim also. And you know,
by grace of God.
बिल्कुल ऑफ कोर्स. एंड जाते जाते हमें जरूर यू नो ये बताते जाएं कि यू नो एनी सजेशंस एनी टिप्स दैट यू वुड लाइक टू गिव टू यंग यू नो एस्पायरिंग टैलेंट्स एंड एस्पायरिंग म्यूजिशियंस इस इंडस्ट्री में जो आना चाहते हैं उनके लिए कुछ खास टिप्स जरूर दें.
यस आई थिंक यू नो आई डोंट नो इफ यू नो अबाउट मी दैट वेयर आई कम फ्रॉम सो आई थिंक इफ आई कैन डू इट एनीबॉडी एल्स कैन डू दिस व्हाट आई एम डूइंग. I mean, there is only one key, that is hard work without expectation. When you start working for money, you are not going to get what you want. Till the date, I don't work for money. I only work for work. I love my work. And I don't call it work also. I just enjoy what I do. I am always on holiday mode when I'm working. I'm always working all the time. Anytime you call me, day, night, I am always working.
Wow.
So I love working. And, you know, I think agar mujhe yahan tak bhagwan leke aaya hai to mujhe lagta hai ki I think ye hard work and of course blessings to reach here. So anybody can reach here. Absolutely.
Wow.
And you know, if you know about me, that I used to beg in trains in my childhood.
And absolutely no idea. So, and wow, what a journey.
Yeah, I used to beg and train.
Oh my
and
god.
Then, you know, I remember I used to take harmonium and sing on the Carter Road bandstand in front of Salman sir's house, or you know, on the bandstand. And one day Salman sir called me at his house, and I was inside the house, and I remember the moment that I was begging in front of his house, you know. So that's like, you know, I believe in God and this miracle, you know. So from where to where? God has plans for everyone, I feel.
Your story is absolutely inspiring and motivating. And we can't be thankful enough to you for sharing such a personal, you know, story. And it's a life-changing, you know, thing that you have shared. And it will definitely benefit, you know, so many of our, you know, listeners.
Yeah, that's why, because I get a lot of messages, you know, a lot of messages from all the young kids and everybody that, you know, we don't have these facilities. We don't have audios. We don't have good musicians name. Ye nahi, wo nahi. Toh main toh soch raha hoon ki mere paas toh kuch bhi nahi tha. At least you have internet, you have phone. You know, everything is possible in this world, I feel. Everything is possible.
Wow.
It's just that kitna passionately you want to do it. It depends on your lagan. Basically, how passionately you do it.
Bilkul.
He will answer your prayers.
Wow. Jis lagan ki aapne baat kahi hai, I think ye shabd abhi, you know, aapke is episode ke saath jud gaya hai. Deji,
yes,
you are
definitely
such an inspiration. And aapne itne khul ke humse baat ki. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you. So I am really thankful to all of you. Thank you so much for all the love. And keep loving me.
Wow. Thank you. Bye. Bye, Hiteshji. Thank you so much. Like Hitesh Modak said, if someone like him, with the kind of life experience and background that he has had, can rise up to such heights in one's life solely on the basis of hard work and grit, then I think anybody can achieve one's dreams. Yes, he also insisted on keeping your eye on the goal, keeping that fire burning, and not let the money factor hinder your growth. I think knowing someone like Hitesh Modak was more than just motivation. Him being the arranger of so many tracks in Bollywood and now a music composer of a Salman Khan movie is one thing. But moving mountains by struggling and hustling is what you call an inspiring story of success. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at Eva Bhatt Podcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilogue Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilogue Media. Hey listener, did you check out 9XM's Song Secret? A perfect podcast for music lovers, jahan host Shefali Juneja baat karti hain aapke favorite artists ke saath unke kuch secrets janne. Wo secrets kya hain? For that you will have to listen to this cool podcast 9XM Song Secret.